What does it look like they might be doing?
Praying?
I'm glad that that's obvious, because sometimes, you know, it's, yeah, they're joining with hands. They look like maybe they were a study group or a Sunday school group, joining hands in prayer. So this morning, I want to share with you a little bit about trust and truth. And from our Bible readings this morning, the obvious is we trust in God. We trust in Jesus. And we can trust in the Holy Spirit. But sometimes it's hard to know where the voices that are pulling us in all directions might originate. Another quote from the Gospel of John, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Cameron Trimble, and Brad, you might remember Cameron. She's a progressive Christian voice. She's from the USA, a much-in-demand speaker, and it's one that we heard at the first triannual regional meeting about 7 years ago, or the Tri-Wizard Tournament, as I like to call it. And most significantly for today, she is a pilot, and many of the lessons that she might share come from her experience as a pilot. So she wrote these words. "One of the first things I learned as a young pilot is that your senses can lie to you. I remember practicing this during instrument training. My instructor had me put on foggles so that you could only see the instrument panel and not out the windows of the plane, while he maneuvered the aircraft unexpectedly. Then he said, 'Your controls, recover the airplane.' I gripped the yoke, responding, 'My controls?' while my mind raced to determine my next steps. Every instinct in my body wanted to trust what I felt, but the instruments kept contradicting my intuition. The altitude indicator showed a left bank. The altimeter showed an 800 foot per mile. Yeah, I think that's right. 800 feet per mile descent. No, that can't be right. Minute. Feet per minute. That makes more sense. The heading indicators showed that we were at a 46 degree off heading. If I reacted too aggressively, I could make the situation even more unstable. The discipline of instrument flying is learned to trust reality even when your body insists on another version of the truth." So remember the Gospel of John saying, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We're living through a period of profound social disorientation. I was thinking about Cameron's words as I was muddling over how to express this morning. But it's clear, I didn't get to watch the news this morning because my internet and thus my television, every time it rains, I'm sure that's what it is. Anyway, it had to reset itself, so I missed it. But I'm sure that it would have only reinforced what I've been hearing over the last few days. This is a lot of social disorientation for the moral and political horizon lines that people once used for orientation have become increasingly unstable, if not non-existent. And we are watching the social order, in fact, rule of law, dissolve in our southern neighbors. And I'll use them as a bit of an example this morning. But we are not immune to this ourselves. The U.S. Supreme Court weakens the Voting Rights Act while claiming neutrality. The U.S. congressional maps across southern states are being redrawn in ways that clearly advantage one party and one people, while officials insist this is simply procedural policies. The U.S. administration describes military escalation with Iran as controlled and necessary, while the costs spiral outwardly, economically, politically, and humanely. At the same time, around the world, entire media ecosystems now exist to shape emotional reactions rather than shared understanding. Outrage is our entertainment. Propaganda is packaged as patriotism sometimes. Conspiracy theories circulate faster than verified facts. And many of us no longer know who or what to trust. And that confusion creates dangerous conditions for a society. When people lose confidence in their ability to discern reality, they often stop looking for truth altogether. Instead, they begin searching for emotional certainty. They choose voices that make them feel secure, righteous, or affirmed, even when those voices are detached from reality itself. Authoritarian movements count on this. It's how they can survive. A disoriented population becomes easier to manipulate. If people cannot agree on what is real, public life eventually devolves into pure power. Whoever controls the emotional atmosphere controls the narrative. And this is why truth-telling becomes spiritual work during periods of democratic erosion. The ancient traditions understood the danger of collective disorientation long before modern psychology gave us language for it. In the Hebrew scriptures, false prophets are condemned not merely because they are inaccurate, but because they tell people what they want to hear instead of what is true. They promise peace when destruction is already unfolding. They soothe anxiety while disconnecting people from reality. Jeremiah speaks directly to this when he warns against those who say, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. Buddhist teaching approaches the same problem differently. Delusion is considered one of the central causes of suffering. We cling to comforting illusions because reality feels too unstable or painful to face directly. But the refusal to see clearly eventually creates greater suffering for everyone. Pilots know this too. Cameron certainly does. You cannot safely fly through a storm by pretending the storm is not there. You also cannot survive by panicking. You survive by remaining attentive, disciplined, and grounded in reality, even when your senses are screaming otherwise. And this applies to other disruptions that we might face in our lives. What feels like a spiritual practice for our time. Many people right now are emotionally overwhelmed. For that reason, they can't face watching the news. They don't want to listen to that cacophony of voices and try and discern. Like, where's the spirit in all of that? Fear, outrage, exhaustion, propaganda, manipulation, political chaos, ecological anxiety. Our nervous systems are flooded. I heard someone on, I guess it was a few days ago, when my television and internet were working, say that our systems were never built to withstand the amount and differing voices that we keep hearing each and every day. We are just not built physically, emotionally, psychologically, to be able to withstand that. And so they're flooded. Our nervous systems are flooded. And once we become flooded enough, we become vulnerable to what voice offers the strongest feeling of certainty. I don't know how often this happens these days with our vehicles being automated so much, and now even computerized, so that, you know, there's some that will even drive for themselves. But I can remember learning to drive on my mother's Mini, and it was a standard transmission with a choke, and you had to you know, pull the choke of the gas and, you know, try and get it into gear, but don't flood the engine, because then you're going to be stalled and you're going to be sitting there until it recovers. And that's one of the I guess analogies about what is happening to us all too frequently. Sometimes certainty and truth are not the same thing. The work before us may be less about becoming certain and more about becoming trustworthy. People who remain grounded, people who can still discern reality clearly, people who resist both denial and hysteria, people who refuse manipulation, even when it flatters your side. You know, even when it's telling you that all of your folks, they're the greatest, yay! That kind of steadiness matters more than we realize. Pilots like Cameron Trimble learned that surviving disorientation requires humility. You must accept that your instincts can be wrong. You must remain teachable. You must trust something deeper than adrenaline or panic. And I think the same is true spiritually and politically right now. The work before us may be less about becoming certain and more about becoming trustworthy, those people who stay grounded. In aviation, spatial disorientation becomes most dangerous when pilots stop trusting the instruments and start trusting panic instead. And you can understand why that becomes dangerous. Societies can do the same thing. Perhaps part of our calling now is to learn how to keep flying through the storm without losing sight of what is real. And so we might ask ourselves, where do you notice yourself becoming emotionally disoriented by the constant noise of the moment? And by that, where do you feel it? What helps you to return to reality when your fear, outrage, or sheer exhaustion begins shaping your perception? Who or what functions as instruments in your life? Trusted practices, trusted people, trusted wisdom traditions, trusted communities that help you to stay grounded. So let us pray. Holy One, there are moments when the world feels disorienting. Voices compete for our attention. Fear spreads quickly. Anger rises easily. It becomes difficult to know what is true, what is manipulation, and what deserves our trust. Keep us grounded. Help us resist the temptation to cling to comforting illusions or easy certainty. Give us the humility to recognize when our instincts are being shaped by panic, exhaustion, or fear. Teach us to love truth more than tribal loyalty. Teach us to remain steady enough to see clearly, even in the midst of turbulence. And when we lose sight of the horizon, remind us that wisdom, community, history, and compassion can still guide us safely through the storm. Thanks be to God. Amen.